I just want to give you a quick call. I got a few more minutes in the car. Didn't know if you were out there.
Okay. Yeah, I got up a little extra early today and prepared myself for the luncheon. Took a little bit more attention to my grooming, etc., and wanted to make a nice impression, and well, I hope I did. We all had a pretty good luncheon, pretty good time.
Yeah, very good. It's hard for me, Don, to make them. I had the cardiologist yesterday, and with Debbie's father and stuff, it's really, really tough for me to even try to make one of them.
Well, you sound kind of easygoing and tranquil, so I'll take it for granted that everything worked out okay all around.
Everything came back great, Don. My blood work, well, I'll find out about my blood work, but my blood work was good from the last time he took it because they never called on anything. Blood pressure was good. He liked my sugar readings that Debbie takes, so he said, adios, amigos, I'll see you in another 3-4 months.
My doctor is not going to be happy with me. I haven't been taking the medications like I should have. I've been feeling pretty well lately after this chest cold. And blood pressure pills, haven't been really taking them for about almost a month now. And the metformin, haven't been taking that religiously like I should have. And I'm reviewing all the Social Security options they have, etc., and all the different plans I'm going to have for medication and doctor bills, etc. I already have Part A, which is the hospital, and well, maybe I'll get one more big order of the medications that I need, etc., and I believe it's going to be second week in June that I'll have more benefits.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it, Don. Yeah, I take it basically the same thing you're talking about. Couple blood pressure, metformin, I take something for triglycerides, you name it, I take it. All right, pal, I'm at my destination. I just want to see how the luncheon went. I'm glad you had a good time, and one of these days, we're going to beat up, no doubt about that. 73, Don, WA2ZOZ, KD2VOR Mobile.
WA2ZOZ returning. Okay, Rocky, very good. Yeah, we'll have to meet up soon, and we'll compare our brand-new store-bought haircuts.
I think me and you are like that, too, before I go. I don't go for a haircut unless I seriously need it. You've seen the pictures of me. All right, let me run. KD2VOR.
Talk to you soon. WA2ZOZ clear.
KD2VOR listening.
WB2EMR.
That's Satan. Try it again. This is N1LU.
So Hi, good morning. N1LU, WB2EMR. How's it going?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Doug? You know, I forgot your name now. Ernie? No. Something like that? How's it going? I just came out to check out a earpiece microphone. How's it sound?
Yeah, very good. It's Charlie's the name, I believe. If I recall, handle here is Evan, Echo, Victor, Alpha, November. Currently in Ridgewood, heading off to work. And I know it's not the best of conditions in terms of audio right now. You're quite noisy. Are you just leaving your house?
No, negative. Negative. I'm in the parking lot at work. I'm noisy? That's weird. Let me try something. Stand by.
N1LU, WB2MR. I'm not sure if you were trying that time, Charlie, but, man, you are noisy, as if you were a distant station or if you're running a 1 milliwatt or something. I'm not what sure the problem is, though.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm on high power. I just put on the battery eliminator, so I should be getting full juice to the radio. I don't know why I'd be noisy. Let me try moving the car a little bit. N1LU. Is that any different?
Considerably, yeah. I think you were just in a bad spot at that point. And that happens. But yeah, it was a dramatic difference. Not quite DF2, but much, much better than before.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. Well, I'm glad that's all it was. It was weird because I'm getting the repeater full scale no matter where I'm parked. So I thought I'd be into it a little bit better. But I'm just using a mag-mounted tri-band antenna. So it's got a limited amount of gain. But how's the audio? Is the audio loud enough?
Oh, yeah, it's great now. When you take out all that white noise factor, and once that's eliminated, it sounds great now.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Yeah, this is a headset mic that came with... or an earpiece mic that came with the Bofang that I use, and I'm trying it on my THF6. I'm trying to find what microphone I want to take away with me with the THF6, where the family and I are going to California in August. I'm trying to get a station set up that's easy to transport without having TSA all bent out of shape. So now I'm just working on a microphone set up. So I wanted to see how this sounded.
Roger on that. Yeah, I've faced that problem in the past. Well, you gotta have something. I guess your biggest problem is your antenna. How do you do that? I've seen guys very nicely pack away, let's say, a dipole, but it has to be, easy to transport, coiled up and everything. And of course, with wires inside of a bag like that, I'm sure TSA is going to be a little suspicious.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing anything HF-wise. I just want to be able to get on 2 meters, 440, and 220. I'm going to pack in my suitcase this mag-mount tri-bander and carry on the HT onto the plane and the battery pack eliminator and, things like that. So I'm trying to make it as little as possible for them to worry about checking out. Okay, let me get back to work. I just wanted to run out here and try it. Thanks again. I appreciate it. This is N1LU, 73.
Okay, there, Charlie. 73. I'll catch you down the log. WB2EMR, clear.
Take care, N1LU, clear.
WA2CLP Mobile. WA2CLP Mobile.
W2BOB with the CBS Retirees Net, which means Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And W2BOB is standing by for check-ins. Come now, please.
AC2T.
Okay, good morning, Paul. AC2T on the list. Anyone else?
WA2ZNT, good morning, Bob.
Morning, Joe. WA2ZNT with us. Very good. Anyone else?
WI2LYB, good morning, Bob.
WI2LYB, very good. Good to hear you. Any other check-ins?
WB2OXU, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bill. WB2OXU is with us. Great. And any others?
N2NBR.
Okay, good morning, John, N2NBR. By the way, I know you were transmitting on 20 yesterday. I could hear your voice, but it was too weak to make it out. It was in my noise level. So it seems to be working better, but I know you had some problems again. So you could explain that to us when you make your transmission. Okay, any other check-ins for the net? Alrighty, well, we'll get underway, and then when we go through the list the first time, we'll call for more check-ins at that point. Good morning to all. It's a beautiful, bright, very bright, sunshiny day here on the island this morning. And we've got 41 degrees. Humidity is 46%, and the barometer is at 29.87 and rising. So they claim we might get up back up in the 60%, so that'll be good. Anyway, the hyacinths are in bloom on the south portion of the property here, and a lot of sprouts are up in the backyard. My wife, last fall, she put in, I don't know, 50 or 60 daffodil bulbs, and we have tulips growing back there as well, and they've all poked their heads up. So spring is definitely getting its foothold on us here. Outside of that, not too much new to report. We did hear from Barry, K2MF, yesterday, and he'll be back up in northern New Jersey in a couple of weeks, so I'm sure that we will all look forward to having him back with us when he is available. And he reported the passing of one of our most appreciated, most loved CBS tech, Leo Brown, who originally lived in Brooklyn. He worked at WCBS Radio. He did the Jets football game broadcasts, and he had some stories about traveling with the team. after I had gone to television, Leo was also transferred. He went to the radio network, which was in the same facility as CBS television. So we used to run into each other occasionally if our schedules were similar. But we called Leo the coffee maven because no matter what he was assigned to do, he always made sure the coffee pot in the lounge was always full and ready for whoever needed a cup of coffee. And he was very special on Sundays because those of us who worked on Sundays, he would come in from Brooklyn on the subway, and he would be carrying a very large brown bag, and if you touched it, it was still warm and it had fresh baked bagels in it. And he also had cream cheese, and occasionally he would bring lox in as well, although that was a little pricey. So. But he was the coffee maven, and a heck of a nice guy. So he passed on March 1st. After being out fishing in Florida, and he had renal failure, and it was a very sudden thing. So. Anyway, so much for that. His nephew, Alan Brown, I worked with him in television. He was a cameraman at TV. Anyway, we hope we all rest in peace. All righty, over to you, Paul, AC2T, W2BLV, with CBS now.
W2BLV in the group, AC2T. Good morning to you, Bob, Josephine, Willie P., and Bill, of course, John there. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day. The temperature up here is about 40 degrees, and hopefully it'll go up, they say, to 60. But it's not going to stay there too long. They're saying that we're still going to have some cold weather coming in, and we even might have a snowstorm. So, oh boy, I knew that sooner or later these spring snowstorms were to occur. Other than that, had a beautiful day yesterday. Went out to the lunch thing with the group. And then I did after the luncheon, I decided to go south a little bit, about a mile and a half, and visit some friends that I haven't seen for years, and had a very good afternoon there. And didn't get home actually till about 7 o'clock. So things were very good yesterday. Back to net, W2BOB, C2T.
C2EMG.
Okay, good afternoon. Good morning, Bob. KC2EFG, you're on the list, so welcome aboard. Welcome back.
For a quick break, can't stay long.
W2BOB with the CDS for Charlie's net. And, well, it sounds like you had a nice day yesterday, and very good about the luncheon and all. Over to you, Joe, WA2ZNT next, W2BOB.
K2BIE, and good morning, Bob.
Okay, hi George, we got you. K2BIE is after EMG. And over to you, Joe.
W2BOB on the CBS Net, WA2ZNT, good morning, all. And I'm glad I fought there long enough to allow EMG and EID to check in. That's very good. Two more added to the list. So we have a good group. And we'll be looking forward to having Barry back with us when he comes up north here. And that's all very nice. And sorry about Leo passing. Of course, I never knew him or heard him, but I know how highly you regarded him. So it's always sad when you lose a co-worker and someone you've known for years. But that happens to all of us in every walk of life, right? Anyhow, very good. First full day of spring, and it's a beauty. I'm glad of that. Even though some cool weather will be coming again, but it can't last and can't go into the single digits, I don't think. So we'll just, I think the worst of it is over for now. Anyhow, back to you, Bob, W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe, very good. And, yeah, I hope it's over, too, but according to the weather forecast, there's another system coming in from Canada, which might bring us some precipitation, and if you're farther north, upstate here or whatever, in New England, they say there's probably going to have some more snow. So. Alrighty, let's go to Bill, number one, Willie P, WI2LYP, W2BOV with Annette.
W2BOV and Annette, WI2LYP. Good morning to everyone. And I have to echo what Paul said. We had a very nice luncheon yesterday at the over in Northfield with Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. I think 13 or 14 people showed up. I got to put some faces with names, including Paul. First time I met Paul in person. Had good food, good conversation, and just good camaraderie. It was really nice getting together with the people. The other thing was on Thursday, they're talking about, or Tuesday rather, they're talking about the possibility of a snowstorm. I listened to this guy, New Jersey Severe Weather, who was the only one who accurately predicted Hurricane Sandy. And he is showing a this cold front coming down from Canada, merging with a low coming up the coast. And he said at first he was hesitant to say anything, but then he said that now a lot of the models are lining up that low is going to stay close to the coast, which could bring significant snow from D.C. all the way up to Boston. And I just shrugged and said, ugh, I hope he's wrong, but in any case, who needs that? And finally, the other night, a young fellow from Beijing, China, was on 15 meters. I tried on the pile-up for about 45 minutes, couldn't get through. But Tony out on Long Island finally got through. It was funny because I heard him. He kept saying, I don't know if it was W2, and the kid kept saying W4, and they went back and forth and back and forth until they finally got his call sign right. But apparently the Middle East is booming in on 10 or 15 meters. Anyway, that's about it for now. W2BOB in the net, WI2LYP.
Contact.
Yeah, go ahead.
KC2EMG, can't stay with you. I don't know whether N2NBR has signed in yet. I just wanted to say thanks. The shipment arrived yesterday. I haven't plugged them in yet because I was so busy elsewhere, but I do appreciate it. And I'll have to be running for a PT appointment, but thanks for letting me in.
Okay, very good, Bob, and thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. And John is on, so he heard your message. And glad everything is getting to that stage, so good luck with that. Alrighty, moving right along to bill number 2, WB2OXU, to get it next, W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to hear that the sun is shining out on the island. Not here yet. I don't know why, but we always seem to get a delay in that skylight coming on. I don't know, it must be a CFL or something. But anyway, all is well. Nothing new to report, except the gardeners are out this morning. They're on the grounds. I don't know what they're going to do, because there's no grass to cut. But anyway, it's a good sign to see them out again. I guess spring is coming one of these days. But just remember, despite what the calendar says, Mother Nature doesn't use one. So we'll have to wait and see. It's about 40 degrees here. So at least we're starting up a little warmer than in previous weeks. It's better to go from 40 to 50 than 20 to 30. But anyway, W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. WB2OXU, W2BOB with CBS retiring net. And, one of the neighbors on this street yesterday had the landscapers in, and they had their blowers going and everything else. And you're right, Ed, I think it's too early. Our guys don't show up usually until mid-April or the end of April to do the spring cleanup. So. Okay, let's go over to John at 2NBR next, W2BOB with the next.
Okay, Bob, and good morning to Bob Squared. I hope your radio works after our mutual effort. Let's see, weather is beautiful here. Some clouds in the sky, but not bad. Temperatures still hanging out in the 30s, 39 degrees to be exact. Humidity is 50%. Wind is from the west. It's about 2 or 3 miles an hour. And barometric pressure is 29.89 and steady. And I guess that's about it for the weather. What else? Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't make the lunch yesterday. I missed seeing a lot of great guys. But my home front here needed some attention. My oil burners are getting too old to function anymore, so I got to get some new ones. What else? If anybody gives us on the air here any imitation or otherwise woodpeckers, be interesting to know that. I heard them a couple of times now, so I don't know if the Russians are fooling around or if it's just a ham doing the same thing. But anyway, back to you, Bob. W2POB in the group, N2NBR. Bob, I'll talk about the low bands next time.
I haven't heard anything that it could be almost anything. Might be the Chinese. By the way, I was able to hear you on 20 because somebody was feeding you onto the internet, but the copy wasn't all that good. But what was it that you said you had a problem? That some red light was coming on. What was that all about, John?
Yes, on the 1300, the Ameritron ALS 1300, there is a series of LEDs that come on. One is marked AL, well, one is, most of them are marked the individual bands, 160, 80, 40, and 20, and so on. Then there's an ALC, an SWR, a PA, and a TX light. The SWR light comes on and shuts down the higher areas of power, meaning you don't get much over about 100 watts, or perhaps it shuts it all down, and the 100 watts you're seeing is actually coming from the Pro 3. Anyway, somewhere along the line I have a little bit of variable SWR, and it only shows up when power is applied to it, and I have found one bad jumper cable. I found another, I had a grounding device that you put in the cable and connect it to either household ground or outside ground, which of course, the latter of which of course is the best. And I have a ground stake driven into the ground, but I haven't wired it up yet. Because it involves outside work and it's been too cold for that. So the house, everything is strapped together ground-wise, and system seems to work intermittently, and it's not the fault of the amplifier, I know that. I feed it into my dummy load, which is a very old Heathkit cantenna, which is reading 75 ohms DC resistance. So I called up the guys in Mississippi, and they're going to send me another one. Let's hope that one has a better resistance to it. So I'm getting, these variables that you discover when you've never worked in high power land before is both interesting and challenging. So back to you, Bob.
Okay, yeah, well, you made a good point there about the high power. A lot of things happen when you're doing that, and that you don't have that just normal 100-watt level. But, I recently had the experience of a PL-259 that was so old it just wasn't making good contact, and that's why I was having problems on 2 meters. So it could be anything, but I'm sure you'll find what it is. It's an experience that takes time to remedy and get up and running the way you want it. Okay, let's go to Well, KT2EMG has his appointment, but he did sign out. And let's go to George next. K2BIE, W2BOB.
W2BOB, K2BIE. And it's wonderful to hear you all this morning, and I do hope that I'm making it into the machine. Not too much to report, just everything is going along well. And with that, I'm going to pass it back to you, Bob, because somebody's got something to say or they have the right to say it. W2BOB in the group, K2BIE.
Okay, well, I think you're on a fringe location because your signal faded a couple of times, even with the short transmission. And it sounds like your audio is different, too, so perhaps you're on a different rig. Alrighty, well, we've gone through the list here, so we'll take a standby for any other check-ins for the CBS retirees. Next, this is W2BOB. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll get back to the order at hand. And, George, I was looking at vertical antennas, and I came across the, I think it's the Hustler vertical, which covers most of the HF frequency. So, when you get around to it again, you might want to look into this. It doesn't require radio. And I think it's about 23 feet tall. So, but it is not necessarily a stealth type where others are. So, at any rate, I forget what the model number is. But that's the way it goes. Okay, with that, we go back up to the top of the list again and for another go around. I don't have any other really pertinent news to report. We got a very nice sympathy card from the veterinarian. And I got the credit card bill yesterday, and it was rather alarming. But we loved our cat. Shame that we don't have her anymore. Boy, you really miss them when they're gone. Okay, AC2T, W2BOB with the CBS retirees.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. Well, I don't know. The sun is shining, still shining bright here, and I hope it stays that way. But authorities see here that Bob Square had a lead, but I'm glad he got his tubes, and hopefully he'll get his radio working. Matt, we are planning to have a DE session tomorrow. And hopefully I find that there's about three or four people that have called and want to do the testing. So we'll see what that occurs. And George, if you can, give me a call, and I'll tell you, let you know what is happening. Other than that, it was nice meeting Willie P. And now at least I could put a face to his voice. And it was a pleasure going to that luncheon, meeting everybody. Charlie, I met him, but I met the K2FJ and sat next to him, and we had a nice chat. So we're talking about some of the problems that they've been having at the site, and they're all going to get that all straightened out sooner or later. Anyway, back to Ned. This is AC2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. And find this up on everything. And, oh, I'm glad you got sunshine. Of course, OXU says he's got a cloud over his location. But you're not all that far apart. It's the way the Mother Nature syndrome works, I guess. WA2ZNC, Josephine, your turn again for the net. This is W2BOB.
Very good, W2BOB in the net, WA2ZNT. Very good all around, and I hope we don't get any storm Tuesday or whenever. Sounds ominous, and I don't know. It almost seems like something, some force tampers with the weather, because it's very unusual to have something after a season ends to have it come back, but maybe it won't be so bad if it does. So we'll just concentrate on the good days. Yesterday was very nice, a little breezy, but very nice. And today should be pleasant, and also tomorrow. So we'll be thankful for that. I'm just trying to think of what programs we could bring up once in a while, Bob. And do you have Franklin McCormick that used to have a poetry segment? Not that I listen to all the time, but he had a pleasant voice, and people would send in poetry that he would read. And I don't know what the name of the program was, but maybe it went under his name. But we'll see anyhow. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Yeah, okay, Joe. I'm not familiar with that name, but and you're right. Yeah, it's usually the name of the program, unless it's someone very prominent, like Jack Benny or Fred Allen. But I'll check and see. I don't have the book at hand at the moment. So. Alrighty, over to Willie P. WI2LYT next. W2BOB with CBS.
W2BOB in the group, WI2LYP. Yesterday, online, the Jersey Journal had audio clips of that tragic fire in Jersey City where four people died, two elderly people and their two adult sons. And it all came down to a communications mix-up. The fire was at 28 Grant with a T Avenue. And the original caller didn't know where he was, and he gave it to the 911 operator as Grand with a D Street, 28 Grand Street. So how it got screwed up was the 911 operator took the call as Grand Street. She dispatched the police to that address and switched over to the fire department. She had the original call correct, I believe, Grand with a T. Then she switched it over to the fire department, but she clicked off to dispatch the police cars. And when the guy repeated it to the fire department, he said Grand with a D. And they sent the whole first alarm assignment to the wrong place. The police cars arrived in 2 minutes. It took the first engine to get there 8 minutes. And tragically, I worked at a company that was about 3 blocks from there when I was a fireman, engine 8. Is right there. There's another one, engine 22, that's only 4 blocks away. And they were sitting in their quarters and didn't know anything about it until there was a redirect. But it just points up to how tragic and important communications are. Now they're looking to combine the 911 and the police and fire all into one so that there's no more mix-ups like this. Also, some people got real extreme and said about renaming streets that sound alike and things like that. And when I think about New York City with all the numbered streets in all the different boroughs that have the same number, I think I don't know how sometimes they keep it straight either. But in any case, communications in our society in general is important as far as getting the point across, getting the instructions across, and so forth. But That was a tragic outcome, although the police who arrived in 2 minutes said that there was no way of rescuing anybody in the house that was fully involved by the time they got there, so for whatever consolation that is. That's about it. W2BOB in the group, WI2LYP.
Okay, Bill. That's a good point you made. And well, I thought after 9/11 that only municipal agencies in New York City and the surrounding areas were all going to revert their communication, their radio communication systems, so they could talk to each other. Because at 9/11, the fire department were on one band and the police on another, and if they couldn't communicate with each other. I think that is, by the way, I was very impressed after that terrible tragedy, listening out here, and there were New York City units that were, I guess, on their way to members' houses that those that were injured or that didn't survive the 9/11 attack to bring family members to a hospital in the city or whatever. And they were communicating with the Nassau County dispatcher, so they were on the same frequency. But since then, one of my acquaintances who was a member of the volunteer fire department here, and an amateur radio operator as well, said that some of the local departments just either didn't have the funds for the radio switchover, or they weren't interested in doing it. So that didn't make much sense. But he was doing everything he could to try to coordinate between the various departments and the county fire commission. It is a big stumbling block, that's for sure. Being that they're still operating on low VHF in the 46 megahertz range, most departments, and however, they are their transmissions are being repeated in the 465 megahertz range through a repeater. So they do have that link of communication, but when things are hot and heavy, from what I've heard, it's very difficult for the dispatchers operating between the various frequencies that are used by different departments. So I hope they get that all squared away. I'm sure they will. The police department, the county police, have already instituted the Motorola D25 system, which is digital encoded communication. And our local police department switched over to that rather than to maintain their old high VHF frequency of 155.775. So. Okay, a little background there. The lack of uniformity, I guess, but they all do a wonderful job, and it's a shame something like that happened, but you know, it is inevitable that eventually something's going to break down someplace. Okay, let's go to Bill, WB2OXU, for another transmission. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Well, I'm happy to announce that the sun finally came. Nice and bright out there. See, I told you it's always late around here. I don't know why, but it must make a detour, stop for coffee or something on its way here. But anyway, yeah, I only found one place where street addresses actually make sense in the way that you can, even if you don't know the area, you always more or less do know where to go. I know in Miami, for instance, let's say you have an address like, I don't know, 2710 7th Avenue, for instance. That address will tell you that the building or the house by going by the house number, the first two numbers will indicate the cross street. So you automatically would know that this 2710 7th Avenue building, it's on 7th Avenue, and the crossroad is 27th Street. So even if you don't know the area, you just get on 27th Street or 7th Avenue and just follow it until you get to that corner of 27 and 7, and then just look for the house number. I know I had that trouble when my friends used to live down in Florida. First time we went down and trying to get to where they were. But it was easy enough to find without a GPS or stopping for directions. But around here, everything is the name. I don't know. They should have a better system for, at least for big cities anyway. Anyhow, back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group. WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. That's a good point. It brought to mind here that my mother-in-law's house, may she rest in peace, was in the Queens County section of this village. And the address was 8333 256th Street. And basically what it meant was the nearest, it was based on either north or south of Hillside Avenue, which is the main east-west road in that part of the community. And if you go north from Hillside to the next cross avenue, it's 33rd Avenue. So that is how they made up the address. So 83 is the number of the house, 33 is the number of the bordering avenue, and that was going north from Hillside Avenue. So so that was, that worked. So much for that. Okay, but yeah, it does get confusing, especially with the same name. And then you look at, you know, you look at a map of the United States and you see Springfield, Oregon, Springfield, Missouri, Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Massachusetts, and there's a Springfield in Vermont, too. So what a common name can do to confuse the average citizen. And Josephine, you mentioned about the weather systems moving through and all. Well, they don't seem to use it anymore, but the meteorologist used to say, well, it's an effect of El Nino or an effect of La Nina. And they never really got into, well, what is El Nino or La Nina? It's some sort of an ocean-type weather system, I guess. But then, of course, in Spanish, El Nino is the boy child and La Nina is the girl child. So how they determine that, I don't know. I don't think they come from Spain or any other Latin American country. But at any rate, they have their own different quirks of communicating amongst themselves. All righty, let's go to N2NBR. John, your turn again. W2BOB with the net.
Okay, W2BOB in the net, N2NBR. This brings to mind about New York City communications within a building. I found out firsthand when I was at NBC, routinely we had to check out for the radio network, we had to check out 450 megahertz transceivers and radio mics and for the conventions. And I discovered that the RCA building is a virtual trap for that region of communications anyway. And I guess they ran into that factor at the World Trade disaster. And I think the buildings, the way they do in the subway system, I think they put up wiring to access some sort of antenna in the subway systems to prevent that problem. so that the train engineers could talk to the dispatchers and so forth. But they, I think they should be required to when these buildings are destructive, constructed is what I'm trying to say. They should put in some sort of provision of that nature as well, vertically, of course, and maybe you know, they'd stand a better chance of being able to talk to people while they're in a building. And that's probably accounts also for the difference between a high-rise communication problem as opposed to a suburban communication problem. You know, one being high density and not, and the other being not so high density. So that's my experience anyway. Wireless microphones work great, but in one room, don't go outside the walls. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a good point. And by the same token, the opposite that we occasionally experience at the CBS Broadcast Center, there were taxi companies who operated on neighboring frequencies, and usually if a taxi was a taxi driver was transmitting as he went by the CBS building, it would get into our 450 system. So, not for very long. And I never really understood why that took place, but at any rate, it did. And I remember hearing it. Luckily, we were not on the air yet. But that does happen, so... Okay, let's go over to K2BIE. George, your turn again for another transmission. This is W2BOB. You're not making it, George.
W2BOB, can you copy me?
Yeah, now we can copy you, but all we heard was your voice before and nothing intelligible.
How awful is that? I'm sorry, I have a landline. I have to go QRP, so I hope you will forgive me for that. But have a wonderful weekend, and I'll speak to you Monday. 73 is K2BI. You will be clear and back to W2BOB.
Okay, very good, and thanks for being there, and we'll look for you Monday. Have a good weekend. Alrighty, well, we've pretty much gone through the list, so we'll make this a 73 round. I'll take one more pause for any late check-ins for the net. This is W2BOB standing by.
W2BOB, W2REN checking in.
Okay, you're a little bit noisy and you're a little too quick with the call. I got W2 and I couldn't copy the rest of it. Give it to me again slowly, please.
W2REN, out here in Netcong, over, checking in.
Okay, that's much better, Art. Now I copy you with almost full quieting. Very good. Well, welcome aboard, W2REN. And as long as you're on board with us, go ahead and make a transmission for us. Shoulder over.
All right. Okay, Bob. I just want to let you guys know, I used to be in Sacatana. I moved a little bit more westerly, about maybe 5 miles westerly. Still kind of have the same setup. I'm using a copper cactus J-pole in the attic and probably running it for about 50 watts. I got a mobile converted into a base here. And I've been making a lot of antennas in the past, too. Right now I'm playing with a scanner, a Radio Shack Pro 94 that's got a lot of bands to it, and I had to reset it. The microprocessor in it was hanging up, so I had to reset the whole thing. Boy, does this thing have a lot of things to I can scan to. It goes from 10 meters all the way up to 1240. nice little scanner. The price was right. I'm playing around with that pretty much today and putting frequencies and whatnot in it. And I'm glad that I'm able to make the trip out there in Alpine, New Jersey, where the repeater is. Back to the net control operator there, Bob. W2REN.
Yeah, okay, Art. Good to have you back with us. I do remember you, and that's fine business on the scanner and working with different antennas. And for an indoor antenna, you're doing quite well. Just a little bit noisy into the repeater, but it's a clear copy, and no problem there. So, great to hear you again, and we hope everything works out for you as far as the signals and all are concerned. It's really amazing how many stations I have worked, not only on UHF and VHF frequencies, but on the HF frequencies that have indoor antennas. And some of them really do a magnificent job, and others do a job. But not necessarily magnificent, but there are so many factors involved. And my antenna for this band is in the attic, but it's a four-element beam, so that does make a big difference. And it used to be outside on a mast, but I don't climb ladders anymore. All righty. Are there any other check-ins for the net? This is W2BOB. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll make this a 73 round and back to the top at HE2T. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOB in the group HE2T. Fine business, Bob. Yeah, it's about that time, I guess. Minutes away from 10 o'clock, and all is well. I hope everybody has a good day the rest of today and a better one for the whole weekend. And hopefully we'll catch you all again, same group maybe, or some new ones come across Monday. So hopefully things will be great. And everybody take care, stay healthy, and we'll be seeing you Monday. W2BOB in the group, C2C. 73 years old.
All right, very good, Paul. Have a great weekend. And once again, we appreciate the fact that you're involved with the BE session tomorrow, and that's a terrific thing that you do. WA2ZNT, Josephine, you're next for 73. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB is the net, WA2ZNT. Yes, Bob, I heard about El Nino maybe 12, 15 years ago. I remember one of my grandchildren mentioning it from school or wherever. As if it's a big thing, they have to name systems, storms, whatever. And it's just, and then it passed, that we don't hear any more about it. So they just throw numbers and names over the media, and as if it has a lot of significance, whether it does or not. I remember that in the past, but it goes on. We had a very, very not freaky winter, but it was. You know, we just didn't expect that much snow and cold weather, but it happens. But I think it comes in cycles. There have been times in the past when we had snow all winter. I remember even when we went to school and had to walk blocks and blocks. So there you go. But I hope I'll have a nice spring. That's always good. Although I think the fall is more consistent than the spring. The spring you can get rainy weather, damp weather, but you get a lot of pleasant days, too, so I'm not going to make it a big thing about it. We just take it as it comes and cope with it. Very good net this morning. Have a nice weekend, everybody, and we'll see you Monday.
73, W2BOV, WA2ZNT.